Welcome to Waking Up with Melissa, a podcast that takes a deep dive into personal development, spirituality, and how to grow your online business. I'm your host, Melissa Ruiz, a spiritual and mindset business coach for all conscious healers out there. Stay tuned every week while I share insight on how to balance your business and also stay in alignment with your higher self. I truly feel that we all uniquely possess all the things we are seeking if we simply allow ourselves to surrender, to be present, and to take action in our lives. Welcome back to another solo podcast on Waking Up with Melissa. Today's episode is going to be a mashup, and it's going to be a mashup of my favorite things to talk about. One being mindset, two being what is my niche, what is my purpose, what do I want to be known for, and three, activating the highest self, quantum you. Let's dive right in. The first thing that we're going to start off with is this word niche, which, by the way, it's niche, not niche. And when we say what is our niche, this is really a call for us to ask, what do I want to be known for? I can't tell you how many people I coach on all different levels. It doesn't matter if you're in the beginning, middle, end, and if you're, you know, a very successful entrepreneur. We're always asking ourselves, is this my ideal client still? Is this my niche? Has it evolved? And the answer is, chances are, if you're growing, if you're a growing, evolving human being, if you're not stuck, if you're constantly evolving, you're going to outgrow your business. However, if your niche and your business is what you want to be known for, I find that that truly anchors it in. There's less need to keep changing your niche and your category and your industry when the thing that you are creating is the thing that you want to be known for. Yes, allow your niche to evolve, but ultimately you really want to build a business that when you think about yourself 10 years from now, 20 years from now, what's the one thing that you want people to say about you? What is the one thing that you want to be known for? And is that injected in your business right now? And furthermore, why are you now doing this? Another question I want to ask you is, what do you do better than anybody else? Again, we're identifying your niche, right? So within a category, whether you're a hairdresser or a social media manager or a mentor or a space holder, when we start to think about the industry, you really want to start to think about what is the unique thing that helps me stick out in the market. You see, when you say niche, this is actually what you mean. You really mean, what am I really an expert at? I always use this example of there are a million doctors in the world, right? But if I need to go to a foot doctor, that's different than a brain doctor, right? Like they're both doctors, but those are two different niches and they specialize in two different things. And so right now what I see really happening with a lot of entrepreneurs, which I really love, you know, this industry is changing and there's so much riff on, you know, is it changing for the worse? Is it changing for the better? But I love where we are. I think we're asking better questions. We're becoming more educated buyers and content creators are really getting super specific and asking, okay, if I'm spending my time creating this content, what is the bigger game that I'm playing here? Like, what is the actual literal purpose of this? Is it really to go viral? Like, after that, then what happens? Do you have a business? Do you want to be in business? Do you want to be an influencer? Do you want to just create content? Like, what is it that you actually want to do? Which goes back to my first question. What do you want to be known for? Then, when you start to figure out what you do better than anybody else, that can help you niche down, which, by the way, I feel so called to share this right now. There's nothing wrong with niching down. Stop it. Stop making that a thing. I know why you're making that a thing, because I used to make that a thing. You know, I used to tell myself all the time, people can't put me in a box. I don't want to niche down. And then I, you know, put myself out there and I'm like, hey, who wants my help? I help everybody. Everybody's my client. And as long as you have a limiting belief, yeah, come to me. And that doesn't actually build a solid, sustainable business. When we say we don't want to niche down, it's simply because it's not that we don't want to pick an industry, it's that we don't want to be limited by the industry. And so you can do that and still specialize in something. I can niche down to retreats. And if that is the thing that I want to be known for, and if that's the thing that I do better than everybody else, there's no problem with that. Because within that, I will teach people yoga. I will teach people mindfulness, meditation. I will teach them how to rewire their mindset. I can teach them how to build a business. I can teach them community work. I can teach them so many things. Just because you niche down, it doesn't mean that you throw away all of your skills to the trash. Again, it just means that you're highlighting something that you do better than anybody else. I want you to think of three things, which, by the way, having and hosting spiritual business retreats is hands down one of the things that we do better than anybody else in our industry. One, we've been doing it for a really long time. We have around 18 spiritual business retreats under our belt. We merge the strategy and the spiritual. And so it's something that through repetition, which, by the way, practice the practice, I always say that, through practicing, I've been able to perfect. And so this is something that you really want to start to bring clarity around those two questions. I want to further this thread and start to ask yourself, well, where are you right now? Let's get into the mindset stuff. I really love this. Where are you right now in your business? Where are you right now in your life? And then I want you to think about, where do you desire to be? Where do you want to be? Where do you imagine yourself? Whether it's on a stage, writing a book, living in another country. And I want you to truly tune into the differences between you and you, because it's the same person. They're just operating on different timelines. But here's the thing. Not only are they operating on different timelines, they're different versions of you. When I realized that the millionaire version of Melissa was a completely different version than who I was in that present moment, that was so mind-blowing. Because, you know, sometimes we think that we become this other new person and then what? The other old person just dies off? No, you actually can tune in and out of consciousness the same way you can tune in and out of timelines. And they're two different ways of thinking, two different ways of operating. When I realized that the millionaire version of me was confident, was grounded, had clarity, wasn't asking people for permission. When I realized that I wasn't operating to that level, I started to instantly problem solve. I was like, oh, wait, that's still me. That is still me. So in order for me to activate that quantum me, I need to start acting like them. I need to start talking like them. I need to energetically and vibrationally operate that way. That means I have to make decisions in the ways that that version of myself would make decisions. I have to say no to the things that that version of myself says no to. I have to be courageous. I have to be brave. I have to stop second guessing myself and thinking about the nonsense of, well, what if this person is going to say X, Y, and Z? Like, that BS had to stop, because the quantum version of myself doesn't operate that way. Like, that is not in their field. That's so far away from the way they actually really move in that version of their life, that that's the thing that I started to realize was in the way. So if you're right now listening to this and you're like, damn it, I'm still playing small, it's 2024, I just got started, what the hell, how do I help myself? Ask yourself these three questions. Where are you now? Where do you desire to be? And then ask your inner being, what is actually really in the way? And I can tell you that what's actually really in the way is not needing you to do something else. It's needing you to operate in a different vibration. This is a great segue for me to teach you what I've been teaching inside of every single Wednesday. I've been doing this free webinar, which, by the way, you should come. The link is in my bio. It happens every single Wednesday at 1 p.m. EST. And I'm teaching people how to merge their spiritual gifts with a profitable, sustainable business. And inside of that, I teach the unveil approach. Okay. And I break down every single letter to something that is going to help you alchemize this mindset that might be holding you back. Write this word down, unveil, U-N-V-E-I-L. The letter U stands for unleashing your soul's purpose. Humans, there are way too many people who are just trying to build a business just to build it. And to me, that is just such a waste of time. You have to know the empire that you're building. You have to be able to understand what is your cosmic soul vision for how you want to live your life. We're only here for a limited time. Who the hell knows when all of this is over? So every single day, remember, this is an opportunity. It is an invitation for you to search for your soul's purpose, which, by the way, every single being has one. You came with it. The same way you came with intelligence, the same way you came with intuition, the same way you came with inner knowing and inner guidance and everything that you've ever needed. You have to be able to get to a place where you're putting yourself in position to unleash your soul's purpose. If you're around people that you cannot do this with, go find yourself a group of people that you can do this with. There's no way, even if you don't have a dollar, that you cannot find a community online for free, a Facebook group, a meetup group, where you are not around other like-minded people. And notice the stories that come up. So as you start to think about, okay, I want to get into these communities, I want to be around these people, I want you to notice the stories that you are creating. Yes, you. Because we have to take radical responsibility. We're making these stories a reality. And notice the stories that are keeping you from truly stepping into unleashing your soul's purpose. Maybe you're still entertaining, I'm not good enough. Maybe you're still entertaining, I need to know more. Whatever that is, all that needs to happen here is just notice. Bring awareness. Release the shame. Release needing to fix anything. Just notice that you're doing that. And then I want you to move on to letter V, which is vowing to release what no longer serves you. Whatever is not in your highest good, I promise you, you literally have to put a prayer out into the universe and you have to tell the universe, I see you. I'm noticing you. But I understand my bigger purpose. And I am just vowing. I don't know how. I'm not even trying to figure that out, but I am vowing to release whatever is not in my highest timeline. Oftentimes, that's all that's needed. You know, we make life too hard, humans, you know? I feel like we take on all of this pressure where we like need to fix things and we need to problem solve. I don't problem solve anything. Yo, literally, the universe is my PR agent and my cosmic secretary, as a facilitator once taught me in Mexico. I loved that we were in this sweat lodge. He was telling us how he tunes into the cosmic secretary and just puts in the cosmic secretary as the person that is going to orchestrate the things for them. And I loved that sentiment. And I feel like I do the same thing with the universe. I give them a list. Listen, some to-do list is for Melissa the human, and another to-do list is for God. You know, I cannot truly be responsible for everything, but I can vow to release the things that are just not helping me. They're not helping me get to the thing that I desire. Because ultimately what needs to happen is write down the letter E. We need to expand our mind to possibility. You see, as you start to unleash your soul business and you notice the stories that are coming up and you bring that sacred prayer into the universe and you let the universe know, universe, I am vowing to just release what is no longer serving me. You have to be able to expand. You have to expand your channel. You have to expand your mind. You have to be around more possibility. One of the things I always tell my students is to entertain what ifs. You see, so many people play the what if game the wrong way. They're playing the what if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? I don't play those games. That game is so far away from me. I only play the game of what if this is the one thing that changes my life? What if I can't mess it up? What if I land exactly where I need it to be? What if God surprises me? What if I can't mess it up and I can't get it wrong? Like, play the what if game in a positive way to set yourself up to win instead of setting yourself up to fail. So we have to be able to expand our mind so that the letter I, it stands for inviting the opportunity for inner and outer growth. There's a lot of people who are forcing themselves to grow even before their time. Everything has a specific timeline and everything is happening from the inside out. This is what we learned through the hermetic principle, through the laws of the universe. Nothing is happening out there. Everything's happening in here. I know. It's a lot. You know, it's a lot, especially when you're seeing with the physical eyes. But I need you to see with your cosmic eyes. I need you to see with your third eye. That eye is pointed inward. So I is for the invitation for inner growth. Work on your spiritual muscles. And then you'll see how your outer reality starts to shift and to change. And all of this sounds really cuckoo, you know, for somebody who's like, I don't even know if I can do this. But I promise you, if you start to do this work, things will start to make sense. You will start to attract opportunities that weren't even in your field for no reason other than you playing in the quantum field and you inviting your highest self for that opportunity to grow. I always tell people to get around other people who are doing the things that they desire. I can't stress this enough. We live in a society and in a world where everybody wants to flex and like run to the end of the finish line to show other people how fast they run or how like healed they are. But none of that is actually really helpful because we're not in a race. All you have to do is get around people who are doing similar things that you are interested in. And that alone, that frequency, because energy is contagious, that frequency actually starts to update your cells. We are energetic beings. F what you heard, okay? If you take a battery and the battery's dead and you have one of those little portable rechargers and you put it in and you plug it into your wall and it recharges, it's good as new. We work like this too. This is why when we go to sleep, it's so helpful because we recharge. This is why when we get around other people who are doing similar things, we recharge, we activate, our cells come online, things come online, our psychic ability, all of these things start to happen because your DNAs actually are jiving and vibrating at the same speed. It recognizes each other. In the streets, they say real recognize real, right? It's like those cells of infinite potential recognize other cells of infinite potential. So don't underestimate and don't be the person that, you know, gets jealous or becomes a hater over somebody that's doing the things that you're doing. This is such an unconscious programming. And I know because look, you know what? Most people won't admit this to you. That used to be me in my most unconscious state. Yeah, for sure. Because I didn't know. I was making all these people out to be the rock stars, you know. I'm like, whoa, they must be gifted. They must be so enlightened. They must be so lucky. They must be so blessed. Now I realize like, oh, I'm just looking at myself like they're like actually not any different than I am. We're actually part of the same cosmic body. And I don't make myself different than anybody else. There is no hierarchy. L, lead with your heart, soul, and integrity. The right people will truly always find you. I'm such a fan of allowing the chips to fall where they fall. Doing the work of setting my intention towards desire and towards the things that I want, and then allowing myself to release my hand off the steering wheel. I don't have to drive myself to where I'm going. I have to just allow myself to receive. You know, that was actually a really clear message that I got as we were closing out 2023, and I was, you know, in front of the fire, and I was setting my intentions and really asking my highest self, what do I need to let go of? And, you know, I was shaming myself because I'm like, I don't know. I don't think there's anything to let go of. And in many ways, I kept forcing myself to know, you have to find something else to let go of. There has to be something else that I can work on. And then realizing, like, nah, there isn't. I feel satisfaction in this moment, and that gets to be. I feel contentment in this moment, and that gets to be alive. And I do have work. It's just not the releasing work. It's actually the receiving work. You see, many of us are no stranger to working hard. So maybe you're in a season of like less working hard and more actually really receiving. Receiving the blessing that you really are, receiving the medicine that you give out to other people, receiving, allowing yourself to be held, receiving community, receiving help, receive. Why do we want to do it alone? I really think that some people are just convinced that if they do things alone and they show people, they're going to get some kind of trophy or a medal, but you're not. And actually, one can say you're actually teaching people more disembodiment. Because anybody that has done anything magnificent in this lifetime, even if it's a movement, even if it's activism, even if it's creating a cure, I promise you, they did not do it alone. There's no way. Because there's no one being that knows all the information. We're fragmented parts of the same thing, but we don't have all of the knowledge. We need one another, because within one another, this is how we bring back the remembrance of where we actually came from. Human beings, I really love this mashup. I think I'm going to do more of this, where we're bringing just like the top three things that are really present, and none of it goes together, but all of it goes together. I am super excited to be doing these weekly free workshops. Come through. The link is in my Instagram. You can DM me the word align, A-L-I-G-N, and I will send you the deets. I will send you the link every single Wednesday at 1 p.m. EST for the month of January. I am teaching a free soul biz class, and this class is truly to help people rewire their mindset around money. It's really to help people build a soul business that they don't want to run away from. And ultimately, I am teaching people how to merge their God-given gifts with their human talents. All right, humans, I will see you there. Go with peace. Go with God. See you soon. Breathe.